Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with an outlook on the week of January 18 through January 24, 2026, here for Franklin, Mass. The quote that I started with is from the letter from a Birmingham jail written by Martin Luther King in 1963. The complete letter is a worthy read, and you can find the link to it in the show notes. The week, of course, starts with Martin Luther King Day on Monday, and while legally designated a holiday, it is not fully observed. For example, the MBTA commuter rail runs a normal weekday schedule. Worthy of note is that there is a scheduled virtual-only meeting on Sunday evening. The 250th Celebration Committee is set to meet at 5:30 p.m. On Tuesday, we see the normal schedule for a design review meeting. The site, 12 Main Street, of the former bookstore is potentially going to be a convenience store, and their proposed signage is up for review. Wednesday is the town council meeting with some key items on its agenda. Two appointments to the Zoning Board of Appeal are up for approval. That action alone may not shut down the vociferous calls for a new board from some community members, but we'll see what the council does. The council gets an update on the infrastructure of the town from DPW Director Brutus Cantareggi. The dollars for continuing to maintain all our water, sewer, roads, fields, etc. has continued to grow. A plan is needed for funding them. Pay me now or pay me later becomes very real. The budget timeline for FY27 is presented. The recent capital budget items reviewed by the Finance Committee come before the Council on February 11. The official town budget is on schedule to be filed in late March. Thursday, the Zoning Board of Appeal is scheduled to meet, and likely for the first time with their new membership, depending upon the outcome that we mentioned at the Council meeting on Wednesday. We'll close this outlook with a referral back to the Martin Luther King quote we opened with. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. You reading this are either a close or remote neighbor. Either way, we are faced with some challenges this year. On the one hand, I am very grateful for what we do have. On the other hand, there is a lot of work and tough conversations to be held to ensure we can maintain the community we all live in and love. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness that falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back at the week that was from January 11 to January 17, 2026, here in Franklin, Mass. On Monday, the School Committee Community Relations Subcommittee met. On Tuesday, the Policy Subcommittee also met before the full School Committee meeting that evening at 7. Both audio recordings of the subcommittee meetings will be available shortly. The school committee, as mentioned, did meet on Tuesday. The recap and video is available for their four-hour-plus session. School committee member Reese Hansen joined me in a recap of the session, which is available on video and audio formats. The finance committee had a lengthy discussion on the economics of development at their meeting on Wednesday. Personally, the outcome was not what I was expecting. The primary reason being, it's complicated. The first pass on the capital budget was also reviewed at length and ultimately recommended to council for their review and vote. The Conservation Commission met on Thursday. The video of their session is available. On the FHS sports live streaming front, the boys' basketball game on Tuesday versus Stoughton, the boys' hockey game on Thursday versus Oliver Ames, the girls' basketball game on Friday versus Milford are all available on the YouTube Panther TV channel. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.